What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we bring you excerpts from the 2017-18 sectoral debate presentation by Accountant General Marlene Malahu-Fort, Chief Legal Advisor to the government. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Attorney General can initiate or intervene in certain legal proceedings of a public nature. The Attorney General also has the power to initiate proceedings if she takes the view that a public nuisance is being committed or if a statutory duty is not being complied with. The functional divisions of the Attorney General's chambers are Constitutional and Legislative Affairs, Commercial Affairs, Litigation, and General Legal Advice. The Constitutional and Legislative Division is responsible for assisting the government in implementing its legislative agenda and ensuring that laws enacted are consistent with the Constitution of Jamaica.
This work involves vetting and commenting on cabinet submissions, bills, draft regulations, and giving advice to cabinet and generally to the staff and members of parliament on proposed legislation and matters relating to parliamentary procedure.
The revision of existing laws and the passing of new ones call for meticulous work by the Parliament, staff at the Attorney General's chambers, and the Office of the Governor General. The legislative process of enacting a new or amended act does not end with the passage of a bill through both houses of Parliament, the House of Representatives and the Senate.
When the Houses approve a bill, the bill is reprinted and vetted by the clerk and staff to the Houses of Parliament. If no errors are found, the bill is then sent to the Attorney General's chambers for the interim report of the Attorney General.
This is a document signed by the Attorney General, which states that the provisions of the bill are consistent with the provisions of the Constitution of Jamaica. Once the interim report is signed, it is submitted to the Governor General for his assent of the bill. This practice, which developed prior to independence, continues to this day. The division is also primarily responsible for advising on matters relating to the Access to Information Act and representing the government on appeals before the Access to Information Tribunal. The International Affairs Division advises the government on all matters involving public and private international law on and off the island. Examples include international treaties and agreements, as well as anti-corruption efforts. The Commercial Affairs Division provides legal advice on important strategic investment projects, privatizations, and divestments. The Litigation Division is integrally involved in civil proceedings instituted against and by the government. The General Legal Advice Division, among other things, provides legal advice to statutory bodies to ensure good administration, fairness, and justice. The legal services of the department will be centralized to enhance timely delivery as well as consistent and quality services. The process will be carried out with funding support from the Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just Canada program. This will be done on a phased basis and involve the reorganization and expansion of the chambers. A critical aspect of this new structure is the creation of 3 additional Deputy Solicitor General posts, moving the total from 2 to 5. Each Deputy Solicitor General will head a specialist division and manage a number of the legal service units of the line ministries. Legal officers in those ministries and their departments and agencies will become part of the chambers, although they will continue to be physically located in their respective ministries.
The intention is to give the legal officers within the ministries the authority to address certain matters without the need for them to refer to the chambers as the head office. Standards and protocols will be put in place to ensure consistency and quality legal service.
The move will facilitate the reduction in the backlog of matters within the chambers. The website for the Office of the Attorney General has been constructed and is being populated. It will be launched in short order. We've come to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.